Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Three in a row now for the Nuggets when it comes to losses. Our poll question today, are we slightly panicked a little bit? There's a hint of panic in Angel's eyes today, just a hint. And that's, you know, you're the world's biggest optimist here. So that, I don't know. We'll see. Chris Dempsey joining us now from Altitude. Chris, talk us off the ledge, man. Tell us it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Okay, good.
I think it's an interesting part of the schedule for sure. And I guess I would just point at this right now. I mean, because what we're really talking about here, I think we're talking about two things. One, what is the condition of the team going into the playoffs? So how are you playing and are you healthy? And then part two, did you hold on to the number one seed in the Western Conference? And to that end, even as you have lost three straight games, and at the same time the Sacramento Kings have won three straight games, and at the same time the Memphis Grizzlies have won two straight games, you are still five games up in the Western Conference. And that's why you do what you do in the bulk of the season to get the cushion that the Nuggets gave themselves, because inevitably there's going to be a spot of, a bump in the road. And this is where they are right now. And quite honestly, I look at this and I think a lot of things about it, but obviously defensively they're not nearly as dialed in as they have been for the majority of the season. And that's really what's costing them here in these games. The games that are close are games that they have lost, and probably against teams that you shouldn't lose to. So I just think they mentally and physically, I think we've seen a little bit of a wear down, just to be honest with you, with this basketball team from grinding so hard and getting themselves to a space where they're seven or eight games up, in the first place in the Western Conference. And so now, they've kind of taken the pedal off the metal mentally, and I think it's cost them. But I don't see this honestly as a huge deal. Check back with me here in another couple of weeks if we're still kind of in the same space. My panic level will be a little bit higher, but I think you see this out of teams. Just about a week or so ago, we saw Boston lose three straight games as well, and so it's a tough task to be able to be dialed in for 82 straight games. You're going to have these periods where you're not, and that's where the Nuggets are right now.
Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude. Chris, Michael Porter Jr., Michael Malone, any issues there? Obviously, we didn't see Porter late in that game in the fourth, and he referenced it at the end. He's like, it's hard to get into a rhythm there. And then a kind of a two-parter for you. On that note with Michael Malone and Christian Brown, too, I know in the past, playing rookies, except for Bones, because of necessity, it's not always something he's crazy about doing. So talk to us about those two relationships, Malone with Porter and Malone with Christian Brown.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. He added a layer of complexity to that MPJ relationship because, look, from a reporter standpoint, this is very fascinating. You have, I believe he was asked after the game, and I'm talking about Coach Malone here, he was asked after the game, how come Michael Porter didn't play basically the entire fourth quarter? And his response to that was this quote, he had a really good first half shooting the ball, but everybody in that third quarter played poorly. It wasn't just Michael Porter Jr., everybody struggled. When you get outscored 37-18, that the group that was in there in the fourth played well, and I rolled with that group. Well, that four, everybody, all the starters played poorly in the third quarter, and four of the five got back on the court in the fourth quarter, and the only one that didn't get on the court was Michael Porter Jr. as they kept Christian Brown in the lineup, and obviously Christian Brown played very well. I mean, he scored 7 points, had a couple of rebounds. I think he had a steal and a block or something like that as well. So I mean, his impact was certainly felt in that fourth quarter. Playing alongside the starters, but Michael Porter Jr. was probably on his way to about a 30-point night. And, he was shooting the ball really well, and quite frankly, especially at the end of that second quarter, the Nuggets needed some three-point shots to go down and to try and get themselves back into the game, and he led the charge in that respect. His quote after the game was, let's see, somebody asked him, why he didn't play in the fourth quarter, and he said, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I'm not the coach, but I'm still trying to figure that one out myself. And so when you have a player that's confused, is having a good game, and then doesn't play, and is very confused as to why he didn't play in the fourth quarter, you can have the, you know, the beginnings of a fraying of the relationship. And, you know, theirs has been a complicated one ever since MPJ got there. You know, he played well, you know, and then didn't play at all, and he was very frustrated after the first season, his first full season of being on the court. And so now it looked like they were past that, and now you have this instance here where he was playing great offensively, may not have been playing great defensively, but guess what? Nobody else was either, and he doesn't come back on the court. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see how that goes going forward, but certainly he was certainly scratching his head, and I think a lot of us were too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the very interesting thing on that side of it, because with Porter, you said it, nobody was really playing good defense at that point, and Porter's for some reason the scapegoat there. Chris, on Christian Brown, listen, I want to see more of this guy. I love when he plays, but really since the trade deadline, his minutes have just kind of been non-existent for the most part. Malone does, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, I know Bones Highland was out of necessity last year, but Malone's not eager to play a lot of rookies. It seems like. It just seems like that's been the case over the last few years.
Yeah, he's not eager to do that. He's very loyal to veterans and players who have been there before and players who he trusts, and he'll play those players first and foremost. Now, I'll say this about the Christian Brown thing. I think he absolutely trusts Christian Brown out there on the court. But I think your timeline is the most essential piece of this. So when you say since the trade deadline, he hasn't really been a part of the regular rotation, I just think that's in large part because they were trying to, you know, integrate Reggie Jackson and Thomas Bryant, and then Jeff Green, who had been missing some time, he had just popped back into the lineup. And then also because your starters were getting healthier as well, Bruce Brown's presence in the starting lineup wasn't a thing anymore, so now he's back on the bench. And so all of a sudden you have a bunch of players in front of Christian Brown in the rotation, and two of those guys were new to the team, and you're trying to get them up to speed with their new teammates and the new system. And so I think that those were the biggest reasons why Christian Brown has seen just a drastic reduction in his playing time. Now, look, the Nuggets have a couple of weeks here to sort out the bench, and if last night is going to be any kind of indication, like Thomas Bryant didn't play at all, and if the question is Michael Malone getting to a space where he just is saying, okay, the performance I'm seeing from these players is what it is, and now I'm going to rotate the bench as if they are a finished product and I know what to expect or not to expect, versus maybe we're still experimenting with some rotations and some players and some combinations and trying to get people in a good rhythm on the court. And so that's the reason why you wouldn't see a player like Christian Brown on the court right now, because he already knows what Christian brings to the table this year and is still trying to get guys like Reggie Jackson up to speed. It really does bear watching. I think this road trip will be, let's put it this way. The road trip has potential to be very telling in this area, because at some point Coach Malone is going to get to a space where he's just going to take everything that he is, all the play that he has seen, the data they have gathered at face value, and then he's going to start rotating the game as to what that data and what his eyes have shown him. Right now, he's still in a space of trying to figure out what his eyes are seeing on the court. And so while that's the case, I think Christian Brown still will have a reduction in playing time. But if he gets into a space where he now thinks that he knows the players that he can trust, I think that's when we'll see Christian Brown's minutes start to rise a little bit again. Also, Vlatko Chanchar came back to the game back to the lineup last night. So there's just a slew of players off the bench, and this is a puzzle that Coach Malone and that staff have to get put together.
Yeah, and Chris, I'm not asking you to throw Malone under the bus or anything, but just in the last three or four games, because the Toronto game they won, but still it took a crazy comeback. How do you feel his coaching job has been just the last four games? I mean, are we simply just going to say it's like a defensive thing with this team? Or has Malone, all those things that you pointed out, trying to figure out the best lineup, the bench, all that stuff, okay, I get it. That's still where you want him to shine, though. How do you feel he's done in the last handful of games as a coach?
Well, I think he's had a very difficult job. You know, I think the Chicago Bulls game was just a total...
Yeah,
his team
ugly.
Didn't have it, you know.
Yeah,
exactly right. Yeah, so I'm just going to throw that game out as an outlier of what they've been the majority of the season. You know, I think from the last couple of games here, I think he's done okay. I mean, I think he's been fine. I mean, his team is just not playing defense. They were playing defense for the majority of the weeks and months before this little stretch. So, I mean, I can't just lay that at the feet of the coach more than the feet of the players from a focus and energy and effort standpoint. So, and like I said, I just think it's very difficult to do that as a player, to be locked in, laser locked in, both mentally and physically, 82 times.
Like, yeah.
You're going to have these moments where you're just not, you just don't have it, or you're just tired, or you're just, you know, like mentally fatigued. And I think the Nuggets are mentally fatigued a little bit. I think they need a little bit of a recharge. And, you know, I think we're seeing some of that here in this losing streak. And so, you know, there's going to be a space on this road trip where it snaps back into place. I don't know if it's going to be in Toronto tomorrow. I think we all hope it is. But there are a couple of spaces in this road trip where they have 2 days off before the next game. And I think in those instances, it actually might just be, let's see, so we have Toronto, I think they play every other day, then they play back-to-back, and they have two games off after the back-to-back. So, you know, we'll see, man. I think that this team does need a little bit of a recharge, and maybe mentally taking, you know, unfortunately for us watching, they're taking some of those breaks off during these games that they're losing. But if that helps them be in the right space when it actually counts, which is going into the playoffs, then I'm cool with this. I really am. That's why my panic meter is really low, because I feel like this was always coming. And, you know, if they can just not have it last for six straight games, that's great. And if they can have everybody healthy and laser focused in by the start of the playoffs, then that's all they're required to do at this point. They've done the heavy lifting. They're in first place. I don't think they're going to lose first place, even if it whittles on down to maybe even one game. I still think they'll be the number one seed. And then all you're required to do is be healthy and be playing well at the right point in time, and I think they will be.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, man. As you said, this road trip is interesting, and then after the road trip, the schedule gets pretty dicey too. So hopefully everyone's healthy, feeling good, getting along too. Kumbaya maybe needed for this team, something like that. Chris, my man, appreciate you as always. Let's see how they do starting tomorrow with this road trip. Would be nice to win them all, obviously, but to come out of this one with a winning record on the road trip at least.
Yeah, that would be nice. A winning record on the road trip, so 3-2 on the road trip would be really good. I mean, look, Detroit beat them here at home, right? The Knicks beat them here at home. Brooklyn beat them here at home. So yeah. Those are three of the teams on the road trip. So it's going to be a challenging road trip, but maybe a little revenge will also help this team lock in.
All right, my man. Chris, appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Chris Dempsey, Altitude Radio, Altitude TV. Yeah, the Malone thing, Chris isn't wrong when he's saying Malone's trying to figure out his right combinations, so maybe Christian Brown's minutes are deteriorating because he's trying to see what other combos work, like with Reggie Jackson and stuff. But I'm actually more on the line of, dude, he's a rookie. I want to keep giving him as much playing time as I possibly can if I think I'm going to use him in the playoffs. They need to use him in the playoffs. I felt that way against Toronto. Like, where is your defense? Where's your spark? That guy goes after offensive rebounds better than anybody on the team. And so I want to see more of that. Michael Porter Jr., again, Angel, we better hope that that does not turn into something worse. In a day and age where players are asking for trades, wanting to move on, not getting along with their coaches, we have to hope that that's not worse than it really is. Because Porter said, he's like, I don't know why I wasn't playing. He was 9 of 12, 3 of 5, 23 points, and then just shut off for the rest of the game.
Could it have to do with something that happened in the San Antonio game?
When he tried to choke somebody? Yeah.
Maybe. Even though, you know, his stance was almost justifiable in that, okay, yeah, you probably shouldn't have taunted after the dunk, but it was a big-time dunk. The Spurs player shouldn't have got back into his face like that. And, Michael, don't put your hands on anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, and then maybe that was Malone saying, hey, just take this one. If it's not, then I find it hard to think there's some kind of rift between the two, because at first it was this kind of rocky relationship, and then it
was
buddy-buddy
again.
Then it got mended as Michael improved.
Well, if it's a disciplinary action because of the Spurs game, he shouldn't have started, or he shouldn't have played.
Right.
But now you're trying to win a basketball game, and you're getting your ass kicked in third.
Is it worry about his defense?
Yeah, it is. And Porter's still, like we said, his improvement is getting better. He's getting better as a defensive player, but he's still probably never going to be a good defensive player. But Jamal wasn't playing great defense, then he gets hurt. Caldwell wasn't playing great defense. Joker actually was. He's getting steals anyway, a couple of blocks. Gordon didn't look great. Bruce Brown, known for his defensive ability, he wasn't great. So why was Porter the one who can score at least? I mean, if I'm saying the defensive effort sucks, at least put the ones out there that can score. You may not be able to stop anybody, but you're scoring. If Denver doesn't win a title this year or doesn't get to the Western Conference Finals, serious conversations are going to be had about Michael Malone. I mean, that's just where it is. I have not felt that way all season with him. Every coach is going to have things that make you scratch your head. The last three or four games, I have not liked his coaching ability. I have not liked his decision-making. I didn't like what's been happening with Christian Brown. Reggie Jackson, he ain't it right now. I mean, on paper, it looked like a great move, but give Brown more of those minutes. I'd like to see that. Chris said it too. He's loyal to his veterans. You know, George Karl was a lot like that too. Andre Miller could do no wrong in George Karl's eyes. So hopefully they can iron these kinks out in the next couple of weeks. Jamal needs to be way better. We could be wasting a third year of peak Nikola Jokic if he is not healthy going into another postseason. Well, what I'm hearing is that his knee's fine. The MPJ thing wasn't defense. Practically no one was playing defense, and MPJ is having one of the best games of his career. Malone dropped the ball here. Porter can't understand it. He's like, I don't know what I was doing. I mean, his defense wasn't great, but it wasn't any worse than anybody else's out there. And again, if it was a disciplinary thing because of the Spurs situation, then don't start him. Don't do it in crunch time. I don't know, man. There's concern there. That's our poll question today. We panicked about the Nuggets right now. 38 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.